Editha, how would you describe the situation in Poland right now?
I will describe the Poland is now in a state of little war, let's say, and this is one of the slogans of the protests that are happening now, that this is war. Of course, there is no military intervention or a kind of war imaginary, but people are really pissed off and went for the streets for 6 days already. It's a 6 day of a general strike. As you know, it's connected to anti-abortion law and new restrictions introduced amidst the lockdown pandemic situation. Again, it's for the second time. The first time was in April when we were closed in our homes, and then the government is introducing this anti-abortion law. So it's a big dilemma because we should be very careful and follow the sanitary rules and safety rules, but we also want to protest.
Yeah, that was one thing we were wondering about here. So if the majority of Polish people support the possibility of abortion, what interest does the PiS government have in banning it at all? And what connection is there with the corona pandemic? Why do they establish this law right now?
I think it's not having a very clear interest in it. It's more like, I will say, what Aleksandra Kollontai in the Big Revolution said, when the country is in trouble, the first thing the government will cut or stop is the female rights. So it's something really fresh in a way. We have our voting rights for 100 years only, and the reproduction rights, it's still a very consequent ongoing fight. And for Polish government, there is now like kind of enemy, and the enemy is left-thinking, leftist people, or called very negative in a public debate, or feminists, or LGBT people, like everyone who is not straight Catholic and kind of obeying the traditions and stuff. But this is kind of stirring up, I think, the social moods and looking for an enemy to kind of consolidate the rest. So it's kind of this democracy that is built over the exclusion of some group to make the group that is included stronger. This is how I interpret this. Because it's not really consequent, the line, because the country, the government doesn't really take care of newborn babies, and especially babies with some disabilities. And this we know already, as we protested 2 years ago for getting better life for people with disabilities. And there was like 40 nights and 40 days people were standing in the buildings of the parliament, and at the end they were just put the curtain over not to be seen. So it's a bit big hypocritic behavior for us, and this is also why so many people protest and join the protest, because we start to see the patterns of a hypocritical leader, let's say. And this is something that is unifying these people on this protest, is kind of a really desperate will of change.
Which role does the church play here?
Maybe when you ask about the interest, maybe church is kind of a clearer interest in it. Maybe this is an institution that is feeling a little bit threatened by the change of lifestyles, that maybe, I don't know, people don't marry as much as traditionally and so on. And church is a big beneficiary of public finances too, and it's partly financed by the government. This is also one of the postulates of the strike, that Polish people want church to be, let's say, independent, not a part of public finances. And there is also this organization, Ordo Iuris, that is international also, and they take a big part in, let's say, presenting this anti-abortion imaginary also, because we are talking also about these very ugly cars, the buses going with the very drastic images through the city, and those cars are very often in front of the hospitals where the women are to give birth and so on. So this is something that's, it's really annoying. They also give sounds and then the big propaganda. So they were some young people protesting like more than a month ago, just jumping in front of one of these cars and stopping it and, let's say, devastating it. And this is how maybe also this mood starts. Maybe I just made a comment, it's interesting, like the activism here stopped to be very polite, and this, let's say, act of destruction showed that some imaginary, some things that we don't want to watch. And yeah, this is the consequence. The church role is also consolidating again this very extreme right wing. And the Polish, Jarosław Kaczyński, so the ruler of the party, ruling party, PiS, he said now Poland is threatened by the enemy of the church, and we Polish people, we should protect the Polish church for any price. So this is the official statement, that we should protect the church.
In addition to the protests, there are repeated reports of organized neo-Nazis attacking feminist demonstrations. How great is the danger of right-wing attacks at the moment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was there when they start, when they joined the protest. Why they joined? Because, yes, Jarosław Kaczyński said we should protect churches. And there was a threat that some leftist activists destroy the churches. And this is not true. No, there is no serious harm made to the architecture, let's say. There were some actions, like some pamphlets maybe put inside the churches, or maybe some spray, some slogans, but it's not a big big deal. It's not really big scale. But some extreme groups, yes, they organizing on Facebook and other medias. We were also hacking those initiatives by sending many messages in emails, and they are not very powerful, not big in numbers. And also what we can observe, there is a kind of schisma going on in those groups, because they want to show the solidarity with women and the protest. But in the other hand, some of the leaders of those groups, they say, we also don't want the church and the tradition to be destroyed. So this is kind of specific situation going on here, because some of those groups and like radical football fans too. So it's kind of equality mark between them and extreme right-wing paramilitary organizations sometimes. But on the protest, what I seen on the streets, they were kind of pacified by the huge cordons of the police. But the danger is after the protest, because they go to the city and it's very easy to meet the danger, like eye to eye. But what I know now, they really kind of looking for Antifa more than against this women protest. But we will see, of course, how it turns.
Yeah, and you're protesting in Poland since last Thursday, what I read so far. And last Wednesday, you had a general women's strike in Poland. What do you think? How will the protest continue?
This is an interesting question, because the protest itself already taking strange direction, let's say, as all the revolutions, I don't know, because it's so big already. It's never been so big before. We are protesting since, let's say, 2016. I'm on the streets like for 4 years already, and the same case all the time, like those basic fundamental women's rights. Now all the little cities are on, like the cities we never like expect or maybe even hear about. The people are really turn on to strike, to change something, to change the government maybe. And this is something that some other politicians, let's say, are trying to get some political capital over it. And we observe Wednesday, some of the other political parties' leaders are suddenly in, and people that were never pro-choice. So this is kind of paradox. They kind of want to lead people, but not in the direction women's strike started it. So we can probably see some kind of schismas over this big population. Because, as you know, it's not a homogenic group. Some people are LGBT people and they are already some accidents of exclusion, like, you know, like go away with your rainbow flag because this is about something else. And we can see, yeah, some differences inside. And this is a potential of like non-stopping, ongoing protest. But to be honest, let's see what the mass, what the majority will choose. Is it only energy of desperate will of change and stopping this government? Or is it more revolutionary power that will focus on social relations and responsibility and, I don't know, starting a new kind of dialogue that is more inclusive than, again, basing on exclusion of some topics and some groups of people.
As a last question, I would like to know, from your personal point of view, what impact will the protests have on the Polish society in the long term?
Yes, this is always a question people asking. Also, what do you think if a protest is efficient or not? Is it the only way to change something? And of course it's not, because I will normally say I believe in the power of education and this slow kind of revolution that is in education. But this moment requires, I think, a civil disobedience and pushing this boundary. And maybe the situation of pandemic is stirring it up, that people want freedom, people want to know what is going on and feel very, very restricted in moving, in also very feared of losing jobs and so on. So this fear is reaching the top. And when fear is reaching the top, there is kind of fearlessness in people. So maybe this will kind of replace the indifference, because I think people were so a little indifferent for others. And this I'm basing on the popularity of the ruling party that is not really sensitive, it's more populist. And I hope, and I have in front of me a very popular magazine, this kind of very, you know, very popular magazine that is commenting in a kind of a sensational way on the event. And it's all about the strike and about the situation of women in Poland, and commenting on some maybe famous TV personages and telling the stories about abortions or, I don't know, the disabilities kids. So it came mainstream, and it can be a little bit strange, but also, I don't know, I'm amazed, like this female women rights topic, it's now everywhere. And maybe it's time to bring this part of society, the half of society, and talk about the real problems. I hope the impact will be real. I mean, this kind of like ritual of passage. So going through this process and this war to become more like comunitas, like the people who really support each other and understand each other. But this can be my very utopian vision of what is going on.